It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The floods in northern Wisconsin did so much damage that Governor Scott Walker has declared a state of emergency. But what exactly does that mean? Will homeowners be covered? Because a lot of homes were flooded out. Will all the roads that were in decay be fixed? How much are we spending on this, and where is the money coming from? And most importantly, will it be enough? We want to hear from our northern Wisconsin listeners in this first segment, 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. I should note that this segment ends about 7:20, so give us a call now, 800-642-1234. Daniel Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior, and she joins us now by phone. Danielle, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Carrie. How you doing?
I'm good. The governor asked for this federal state. It's a federal state of emergency. That question about where the money comes from is answered right there. He asked FEMA to look at flood damage left behind by the heavy rains last month. When is this starting? How much damage are we looking at?
Well, it's starting in less than an hour.
Wow. That was really quick.
Yeah. FEMA officials are going to be at the Emergency Operations Center, or the Government Center here in Superior, at 8 o'clock. And they're going to go over things with county officials. And then for the next 4 or 5 days, they're going to be touring areas kind of hardest hit by flooding in mid-June.
You've been going around and assessing damage and talking to people. Give me a sense of what the damage is.
Well, we have around $11 million in damage that's been reported to roads and public infrastructure. But county officials are saying that that's still kind of preliminary and that they're seeing new damage all the time. Part of the reason for that is that there is a little bit of difficulty getting to some areas. And, just the reports that are coming in from homeowners or property owners around the area, that stuff is still being reported. So it's at about $11 million right now, but they are expecting that number could grow.
So homeowners and property owners, are they covered under FEMA?
No, they're not. The threshold to get federal assistance in a situation like this is pretty high. They would have to have around 500 homes that would have been destroyed or damaged, which means flooding on the first floor. And as far as what people are reporting, there have been about 60 homes that were damaged or that had minor damage, like basement flooding and things like that, washed out driveways. And then there were about 20 businesses or commercial buildings that have been reported to be damaged. So we're way below the threshold for federal assistance, but county officials are trying to get the word out about other programs that might be able to offer some type of help to homeowners, like low-interest loan programs or community development block grant programs.
These homeowners and these businesses, could they argue that the infrastructure was not taken care of? And that is what caused the damage, not necessarily the rain. If there had been better infrastructure, they wouldn't have gotten this flooding in their basements.
That's a good question, Carrie. If you look at previous reports on roads in Wisconsin, they will consistently say that backbone roads, like U.S. and state federal highways, they are doing just fine. They are in good condition. But it's no secret that county and town roads across Wisconsin are either fair to poor as far as the condition goes. With this rain event, we saw up to 15 inches of rain in some areas of Bayfield County, like near Drummond. So you might be able to argue that, but in other cases, I mean, what are you going to do when you see that much rain in the period of 72 hours?
That is true. The range of this damage, these are 7 counties that are involved. There's how many counties in Wisconsin?
72.
Okay, so 72, and 7 of the counties in the northern part of Wisconsin are involved in this. Give me a sense of the area in terms of miles, square miles?
Sure. Well, I mean, maybe I'll make a comparison, too, as far as what we're seeing this year to a couple of years ago. I mean, the last time around, we saw 8 counties and 1 northern Wisconsin tribe in 2016 that were affected by flooding, and that cost around $35 million
Wow.
in damage. Basically, this damage spans an area that goes almost from the it goes from the Minnesota border to the Michigan border.
Oh, wow.
They're seeing damage mostly in Douglas County, which is huge mm-hmm. as far as the geography. And these are big counties as far as square miles, you know.
Right.
They have to cover more than 300 miles of road. But most of the damage was in the central portion of Douglas and Bayfield counties. They were definitely hardest hit.
And has all the water receded at this point?
No, it hasn't. In fact, in Bayfield County, there are still places where the water is up near the road because there are inland lakes that water has nowhere to go.
Mm.
So it's just kind of sitting there for now.
And what do we do with it? Suck it out? How do we get rid of it?
Yeah.
A big sucking helicopter or something. I don't know.
I guess people are just waiting it out. And in the meantime, you know, the property owners that are near those lakes have been trying to, you know, pump out their basements and keep them dry. So it's just been kind of an ordeal for those people that live in areas near lakes and the wetter part of the state.
We got a clip that you shared from Jan Victorson of Bayfield County Emergency Management. She's the director of the Emergency Management.
I think we're probably still finding areas that are being impacted on an ongoing basis. I know the town of Delta also has a lake that is up higher than anyone can find in recorded history. And I don't know if houses are being flooded yet at this point, but I do know that driveways and roadways are still underwater.
So driveways and roadways and maybe houses are still underwater, and lakes are still filled to the brim. So is FEMA going to come in and address that also to maybe stop even more flooding from happening?
Well, what FEMA is going to do is they're going to tour all of these damages and verify whether or not the damage that counties are reporting is what is there. So they're going to be taking a look at all of the documentation and paperwork that county officials have been putting together since mid-June and see just what's there. And if everything is accurate and they meet that threshold, which you have to have around $8 million in damage before you can qualify for federal assistance, then that will be written up and then they can make the case for a federal disaster declaration.
So this is not a federal, this is just a state disaster.
Right now, the governor has declared 5 counties in northern Wisconsin an emergency and declared it. The words are escaping me right now.
That's okay.
But, yeah, there are 5 counties that are in this area that have been declared a disaster. And there were a couple others that were added, though, as far as looking at the damage, because it was later found out that Clark and Pepin counties also had a number of damages from the same weekend rains. So they'll be looking at all of that over the next 4 to 5 days.
So we have another clip from Jan Victorson, Bayfield County Emergency Management Director.
We have areas where the water has not gone down yet, so people are still have water in their basements or are pumping around the clock to try to keep the water out of the basement. We have resilient people here, but after several weeks of trying to keep dry when the water doesn't go down, it's, you know, people's energy gets shorter.
So it seems to me, Danielle, that if this kind of flooding happened a couple of years ago, this kind of flooding happened now, there maybe should be a plan in place to prevent this kind of flooding from happening, like, you know, channeling the water somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's definitely something that county and local officials have been looking at. And just recently, the city of Superior has approved a green infrastructure audit, which means that they're going to be going around to see what they have in their ordinances that may be preventing homeowners or businesses from taking part in slow the flow type practices, or basically, like, you know, if there's things that they can do, like rain gardens,
right,
or anything else, you know, is there something in city ordinance right now that would prevent them from taking those steps?
Well, we can talk about this later, how we can better flood control this state. Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior. Thank you, Danielle, for the update on how northern Wisconsin is doing after the rains next month.
Carrie.
Next, we're going to explore the race to replace State Supreme Court Justice Shirley Abrahamson. It's the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show.